I stared at the hotel room ceiling in a state of confusion and utter bliss. Coarse ropes tied tightly around my wrists, anchoring me to the bedposts. My ankles were bound together by a pair of metal handcuffs. It was a tight fit, and I could feel a dull, nagging pain as the cold metal pressed into my tender, pale flesh. I wriggled around on the bed a little, somewhat due to discomfort, but also out of excitement and anticipation. It was almost 45 minutes since Master had tied me up in his hotel room and left me there while he went downstairs to dine with his friends. The silk tie he had stuffed in my mouth to keep me from yelling was becoming uncomfortably damp, and I struggled to breathe as I gripped it with my teeth like an agitated horse chomping wildly at its bit. I was frustrated, I was angry, but I knew that I was powerless. Master always tormented me in this way. He teased and infuriated me because he got most of his thrills from seeing my red, humiliated face. He worked me up into a frenzy, tying me up and then teasing my semi-naked body with his fingers, his tongue, and sometimes his stiff cock. He works me, manipulates me, and stirs up a fire inside me that I never knew existed until I can't help but beg to be taken by him. I beg to be filled up and stretched out like I have never been before. But a slave must not make demands of their master. I learned this the hard way, every single time. The moment I open my mouth to beg, he withdraws, walks away, and leaves me there, hot and humiliated, writhing in my own wetness, just like he did tonight. Still gazing at the ceiling, I struggled against the ropes once more, gagging a little on the tie stuffed in my mouth. It was hot in the room. He had turned the air conditioning off before he left and closed the windows, too. I could feel my panties sticking against the inside of my thighs. I could also feel beads of sweat trickling over my exposed nipples, which made me squirm with discomfort. How exposed I was, and how disheveled I would look if Master were to return from his dinner right then. No sooner had this embarrassing realization of my desperate state entered into my head than I heard the door handle click, heard the knob turn, and saw the light from the corridor stream into the room. Master's tall, stocky silhouette stood in the doorway, and I froze. "A little hot, are we, slave?" came a low, guttural sneer from the doorway. I didn't respond. I just arched my back, trying to turn my head to look at the man who was mocking me with his piercing gray eyes from the doorway. "You look dirty, slave," he growled, and stepped into the room, closing the door firmly behind him. "Sweaty and dirty, just the way I like it. But I think we can make you a little dirtier, can't we?" He walked towards me, grinning slyly, his piercing gray eyes boring into me as I panted, helpless beneath him. Then I noticed he was holding a bottle in his hand, tall and slender, with a cork in the top. He must have seen my eyes lock onto it because he chuckled slightly and, with a swift motion, pulled the cork free.